The council statement strongly condemned the fighting between soldiers of the Sudan People's Liberation Army, or SPLA, and the so-called SPLA in opposition, or in other words, the forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and those loyal to the recently reinstalled Vice President Riek Machar. The violence continued through the weekend, according to news reports, despite a statement made by the two leaders appealing for calm. The president and his deputy signed a peace agreement nearly a year ago after several years of bloody civil war, but the so-called transitional government of national unity only came into effect in April. The council statement expressed deep concern over the party's lack of serious commitment to implementation of the agreement and warned that if fighting escalated, then additional measures would be taken in line with Security Council resolutions. The statement stressed the importance of military forces being held accountable for their actions and emphasized the importance of command and control. Members of the council urged government members to investigate the attacks, take steps to end the fighting and reduce tensions between rival factions. The council called for all parties to allow the UN mission in South Sudan to continue delivering vital humanitarian aid, support and protection to civilians caught up in the fighting. Matthew Wells, United Nations.